Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love these passages of scripture that Deacon Steve read. Let me just read them again. It's just a few short verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is a scripture I read this morning. It's from 1 Corinthians 8. This is beginning in verse 5. Of 1 Corinthians 8. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we exist through him. That's an amazing scripture. When he said that in John chapter 1, that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Colossians 3 says that Christ is our life. That doesn't just mean that Christ is the most important thing to us, though he is. It means he's the most important thing about us. He's the very source of our life. It says it's through him we exist. Many Christians think that we exist for him, but the truth is, it says we exist through him. That he's our life, and he brings light to our life instead of us walking in darkness. Jesus said that he was the truth. And there are many people in our day from every corner and from every direction that are supposedly speaking truth to us. You even hear one of the favorite sayings is, I'm speaking my truth to you. Well, the truth is, I'm not really interested in a person's truth. I don't care what player they come from, what political direction they come from, you know, whether they consider themselves a liberal, conservative. I don't care about those things. What I care about is what is his truth. And if we exist through him, then we have to see through his eyes. And even though the world can be really confused and be really divided, the body of Christ, the church, can't be. Because we have to see, we exist through him. If he's our life, then we see through his eyes. And only seeing through his eyes will we know the truth and will we speak the truth. And one of the ways that we're going to know when the church is now, when the church is positioned for a real revival, is when the church begins to speak truth, and it's the same truth. Because they've laid down all their versions of truth, all the denomination versions of truth, even preachers' versions of truth, politicians' versions of truth, and we start speaking truth from Christ. Because we're all new creations in Christ. And until the church begins to speak the truth from Christ, through the eyes of Christ, the world's going to stay even more confused. Because you see, we're the light of the world. And if the light of the world's not being light, then everybody just lives in darkness. We're the salt of the earth. And salt in the days of Christ was used to keep things from decaying. They had no refrigeration. And so what, when Christians are being Christians, when we're living from Christ, when we're seeing through his eyes, when we're speaking truth, his truth, the truth, as we see things as Jesus sees them, then we'll start being salt. And we'll start impacting the degree of decay and darkness that's going on in the world. You see, like if somebody does something to offend me and I speak truth, my truth, out of my feelings, and they may have done me wrong, really faulted me, and I speak my truth, then that's all I'm doing is decreeing darkness. But if I'm speaking through the eyes of Christ, I'm speaking truth as he sees truth, then Jesus walks not in offense, not in division, not in unforgiveness, but in unconditional love. When the church starts seeing what this scripture, what these words I said, when they start owning that we exist through Christ, he's not going to back up our ideas of truth. He will only support his truth. And then when we speak in union with him, his truth, it brings healing and wholeness, transformation. If the church is the light of the world now, that's what Jesus said, we're the body of Christ. If we are the salt of the earth, then the church is the greatest threat to the enemy's plans. So who, therefore, do you think the church, who do you think, therefore, the devil is going to attack first? The church. And if he can keep the church deceived, the church divided, the church speaking their truth instead of his, then we can't impact the world, much less harvest the world. And so I pray that the church will wake up and realize that they're the target because they're God's solution. And the enemy is going to always target the solution, because if he can target the solution, then he's not threatened. But here's what I believe. I believe the church is on the verge of getting the truth, or the enemy wouldn't be pouring out so much stuff on the earth. He always does that when he's threatened, when he's frightened that the church is about to have a breakthrough. And he's terrified that the church will discover that they exist through Christ, and I don't have any right to my own opinion. His is the only opinion that I have a right to. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.